All right, week 13. New digs, y'all. Coming to you from a new studio, aka a different office. We're moving at the place I work at, the company I manage there. We're moving about a quarter mile down the street, not too far away, but a lot more room. Best thing for me, I get my own fucking space. I get my own fucking desk area to myself. Yeah. So yippee. Yippee to me. But anyway, we're here. We're several hours before kickoff. Yeah, I hope if you're listening to this, you might be listening to this on your way to kickoff. What up, man? Don't worry about the traffic. It's not that bad. Just don't act like a dick. Most people don't. It'll be cool. So if you're listening to this on your way to the game, what up? It's still going to be a good fucking game. That last game against Vancouver was... Man, I saw that thing. The pro came out and said that the goal, that first goal didn't count. Come on. Yeah, if you only go based off of the two screenshots that they showed, okay, that makes sense. That looks pretty fucked up what Alash is doing. But if you watch the whole replay, there's clearly maybe half a second before that when the ball goes over the line that on its own, the fucking goalie fell into the fucking net. Or into the goal, and he couldn't keep the ball across the line, and it went over. Jesus Christ. It's like an earthquake, but driving by. Like, as you can hear, this is not a studio. It's in the middle of an industrial park in Salinas. Yeah, we're still not quite at Dan Patrick level, but we've got our, at least our own space. But yeah, so the team, they looked really good. To me, they looked good in Vancouver. I know Vancouver got that late goal, made it kind of interesting, but the Quakes were really pressing. They looked different. That you can again kind of see Dom's idea coming together, but and it was the first win on the road, which was huge. Which, come on, with fucking 11 games left in the season, is your first win on the road? It's not ideal there, but it keeps them in the playoff hunt. They're right. War Corps tonight in Santa Cruz. But anyway, they're 1 point behind Portland for that final playoff spot in the West. They got two games in hand still. And so they put themselves in a good position. I don't know. Portland plays Seattle the next two games. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting. Seattle's playing playing some great ball, can you say? Fucking Lodeiro. That was a fucking... What a signing. The Quakes go out and sign some Swedish dude. And the Sounders make this splashy-ass signing. It wasn't even like a huge signing. It wasn't like this blockbuster-ass deal. It was just a good trade. Or a good pickup. I don't know. That was... It's good to see a team in the league doing that, but it fucking sucks that it's the Sounders. But anyway, so that's going to be interesting. Portland and Seattle play each other the next two games. It could be a huge amount of points going one way or the other, or it could be points evenly spread out. and giving the Quakes a chance there to pick up some points. As stupid as it sounds, it was a must win in Vancouver if they wanted to, if they had a chance, especially the way Seattle's playing. They had a win in Vancouver. They did. Now, tonight, you're at home against Houston. I don't want to talk shit, but Houston's pretty fucking terrible this year. Houston's been fucking terrible. So you got to take care of business at home. It's Friday night. You know, it's going to be packed. It's going to be fucking great weather out there. San Jose has awesome weather. Nobody talks about that. Nobody fucking talks about, because, I mean, it could get hot. It could get hot, but, I mean, you're a couple train, Caltrain stops away from cooler weather if it does get that hot. Just fucking hop on the train. Before you know it, you're out in Redwood City or Burlingame or something, and it's fucking nice and chilly. But yeah, nobody talks about that. Why don't nobody talk about that shit? Not even San Jose talks about that. San Jose does a terrible job at selling itself. But anyway, you have to take care of business tonight at home. It looks like we'll get to see our boy Goitom play today. Hopefully. The lineup hasn't come out yet. Again, we're still kind of a ways away, a couple hours away from the lineup coming out. But hopefully he's there, man. Hopefully he's there. If he is, it's going to be exciting. I'm curious to see what he's going to bring to the team. Like I said last week, four goals at this point in the season would be a great signing. Again, I don't know if it would be enough to get them in the playoffs, but I mean, that'd be kind of asking a bit much for someone coming in at this point in the season. But four goals would definitely help it out. Again, you give Wando a foot. You give Wando an extra foot, an extra yard. Well, I guess 3 feet. Fuck it. Give him an extra foot, man. It's Wando. Wando in MLS is clinical. And he knows the spots to be, and if one of the defenders is a slightly out of position or slightly slower because they're having to keep in mind of another goal scoring threat, fucking Wando will open up. Wando will just put him in the back of the net. He'll be up there competing for a golden boot, and. So I don't know. I'm excited to see him play. Going to Ohio. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to sound like a homer, but fuck, that's just a cool place. I wish there was a train connection between here. Fucking hate that I have to drive there. I mean, it's not that bad of a drive. That last couple of miles on 880, but I mean, come on, you just know that, you expect that. Any time of the, it's Sunday at fucking 9 a.m. and that intersection is just fucked. What the fuck's up with that? But yeah. So that'd be so nice if there was a fucking train connection. Just hop on the train, start drinking fucking beers. But they don't have the fuck. They gotta finish that tunnel. What's up with that tunnel? What is up with that fucking tunnel? There's so many questions. Speaking of that, the St. Luligans? I don't know if anybody. I'm sure there's really not that much news coming out. But the St. Luligans are a supporters group for St. Louis FC. It's a USL team in St. Louis, Missouri. Is it in St. Louis, Missouri? I think St. Louis is in Missouri. Fuck. I'm pretty sure St. Louis is in Missouri. I feel terrible. I know I should know that, but shit. It's in the middle of the country. That's all I know. It might be on the Mississippi. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. But anyway, the St. Luligans on their website, on their blog part of their website, they put up this article of the pretty much calling out the press, saying the American soccer press is not very critical of the league, and the league doesn't allow kind of dissent or bad talk or whatever, and they'll shut it down. They'll revoke press credentials. They'll fucking, you know, they'll dip people in fucking cold water until they promise to not say bad shit, you know. they'll do all that crazy shit. But, so I'm reading it, and it's like, I guess part of it may, you know, it's something that I've noticed as well. And sometimes reading, you know, these articles, and this is no disrespect to the journalists. These motherfuckers, there's print journalists, you know, I guess all the big names are all right, but I mean, there's not, journalism isn't this high fucking, people don't, it's not a lucrative fucking career. People don't do it to get rich quick, you know. People are journalists because they really have a passion for storytelling most of the time. This isn't a knock on journalists, but a lot of the times, a lot of the articles really are kind of like, Disney-fied, is that a word? Kind of like they're like that fucking Monty Python song. Always look at the bright side of life. Yeah, it always kind of gets a bit of a tinge of that, you know. It's like these rose-colored glasses kind of deal. And yeah, there doesn't seem to be, you know, very critical stuff, and everyone will always point out, oh, well, look at this, look at that, this guy's pretty critical. And yeah, you can find one or two examples to prove any point. But overall, I mean, come on, on KMBR, yeah, it's fucking cool. There's a show on 1050 now. It finally has a footprint, but everybody on 680, what the fuck? You think they bring that show up seriously? You know, most of the times they bring that show up just fucking making fun of it. You know, there's no journalist backing it up, standing up and saying, hey, fuck you. You know, this is the world's game, and the United States is actually building something great. And with, you know, and you're old school, you're fucking dinosaurs, you know, you're dinosaurs, you're on the way out. But there doesn't seem to be anybody doing that. There doesn't seem anybody pushing, you know, pushing the front office, you know, get, you know, asking the tough questions of these general managers, these coaches, the presidents, the owners, whoever it might be, the league. No one ever calls out the league. And I get it, but at the same time, you're just complaining, you know, just complaining about what's happening is what is that? What does that get anywhere? I think if you have that passion, if you have that ability, do it yourself. Do it yourself. Don't say, hey, this is messed up. If somebody fixed this, it'd be fucking awesome, you know? If I can show them how it's done. There is that opportunity. The soccer journalism community ultimately is fucking small. It's small. How many NFL podcasts fucking are there compared to how many soccer podcasts? Or not even soccer podcasts, MLS podcasts in this country. Shit. There's probably more on the fucking Dallas Cowboys than there are on the entire MLS. So I get it. I get it. You know, the league definitely gets a pass a lot of the time. But I don't know. I think as ultimately the league is only 20 years old and the first 10 years were kind of fucking wacky. The fucking countdown clocks and the shootouts and the wacky fucking substitution rules. We did a lot of stupid shit to fucking soccer in the first 10 years. And it really didn't seem to be, you know, to be really getting to anybody. It really seemed to be struggling, but it's finally found a place. If they finally got the younger generation here involved, which is always huge because, well, now we're starting to make money. And so, so we can start talking with our wallets kind of deal. But again, ultimately, that's been the last 10 years. It's only been fucking 10 years for that. So it's the kids right now. As much as I fucking... as much as I like to bitch and moan about MLS being such a suburban league and a lot of the fans or a lot of the people at the games are families, and it kind of like, man, I don't know. Like, people complain about the atmosphere, and then they bring their fucking 8-year-old kids to the fucking game. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. And I mean, fuck, not that kids don't belong, but a professional soccer game is, it's not a place for adults, but it's a rowdy place. It was last year. I was watching a game at Avaya, and dude sitting next to me with some Irish cat, and he was like, yeah, I'm just, you know, he was on vacation in San Jose, saw that there was a soccer game going on and decided to buy a ticket. Ended up sitting next to me, and that's what he was tripping out. He's like, what the fuck? Why is there so many families? Like, dude, like, he's like, this is some kind of special event. I was like, nah, dude, this is how it is. This is the fans. And I was like, dude, it can't be that bad, you know? It can't be that bad out in you know, the Premier League. And he was like, dude, I wouldn't take my kids until they were like 13 and they really, you know, kind of understood what, you know, how to control themselves in a crowd. I was like, what the fuck? So as much as I like to bitch and moan about that, ultimately it's those kids that in 10 years, when the league is 30 years old, that they'll have been raised at the stadium. They'll have been raised around the fucking madness. And they'll have been raised to tell the fucking story and to ask those hard-hitting questions. Because they'll be able to go back and say, hey, I grew up here. You know, I'm not just writing about this to pad my resume or something. I've been fucking watching this team for fucking 15 years. Why the fuck are you doing this? You know, I mean, I guess you wouldn't... They wouldn't phrase it like that. I don't know. It's the future. It's 10 years from now. Maybe kids talk like that now. And everyone fucking cusses to each other. I'm okay with that. Yeah, but anyway, so it was an interesting piece. Again, it was a blog post. So, I mean, it was really an opinionated piece there. But in a way, I enjoyed the sentiment. I know it pisses so many fucking people off online. Especially on Reddit. Oh my God, people got so fucking angry. Because some of these people, man, they're really obsessed with MLS. And they're so obsessed that when you're critical of the league, they feel like you're being critical of them personally. And it's like, fuck, dude, chill. It's not perfect. Man, that New York Times article, I mean, it was on the one about the MLS being racist, essentially, I guess is the way to put it, because a dude went to a game in Seattle. It's, dude, again, people online lost their shit. they lost their shit. And yeah, man, that dude, honestly, that writer seems like he's just some fucking, he likes to just stir the pot. He seems like a fucking weirdo. But honestly, there was also some fucking points in there that I noticed as a minority. Fucking, I mean, Californians, are Mexicans even minorities? But it's weird. You notice it. It's not like you mean to notice it, but I've brought that up several times to my friends. It's like, dude, the MLS is a really white league. But what the fuck? White people are 60% of the country. Most of the things, if everything is proportional, there's going to be more white people in everything. So obviously, observations, you know, from being in the stands or from watching a couple of games, that's the fucking dumbest way to really gauge something. And like, or like that guy going to one fucking game. And dude, and they had offered to have them interview their fucking Hispanic division or whatever, the Emerald City Brigade, and the dude fucking refused. What a fucking douchebag. What a fucking douchebag. No, but sometimes I do feel it does sometimes, honestly, as much as I hate to admit it, you do get the feeling that some people are like, hey, this is our version of the sport. If you couldn't, you know, if you could please not bring your culture into it, where it's like, dude, this is the United States. Take everybody's culture, you put it in a big old pot like fucking chili or some gumbo or something, and you stir it, and then whatever comes out is fucking delicious. So, there hasn't been anything fucking overly outward, you know, like, get the fuck out of here, you don't belong. But honestly, every once in a while, you do get a feeling of like, hey, this is our version of the sport. And by our version, I mean the white American version. But again, it's a fucking young league, dude. It's a young league. It's gonna have if that's the issues it's having at 20 years old, those are actually, as strange as it sounds, those are good issues to have. Because the issues aren't, fuck, are the San Jose Earthquakes financially viable, you know? Are they going to be here next year? Can they afford to pay their front office? Can they afford to pay their staff? Can they afford to get players, you know? That doesn't seem to be a question anymore. Some of the lower division teams, yeah. But as well down there, you know, all the way down to USL, the third division, there's some very, very good ownership groups. And I mean, well, you look at what, Seattle and Portland, and I think Orlando was down in that league at one point. And so it's really getting better. And again, the problems that we're dealing with, it's again, they're gonna have to deal with it at some point anyway. And I think it's we're dealing it at a really young age, so it's really, I don't know, it's like fucking two stars colliding or two galaxies colliding, you know, like it's gonna be a fucking bunch of chaos for a while. But then at some point, it's going to be a new normal. It's going to be a new mix. And no one's ever going to tell that anybody was separated or anything. It's just going to be. And so we're at that moment right now. A bunch of galaxies are clashing. I hate to say galaxies. Like, ugh. Because that fucking team from LA. But what's another one? Star clusters? I don't know. I don't know enough about science, but yeah. But again, we're at that kind of chaotic stage where everything is kind of melding back into a new normal. Everything's getting figured out, and so yeah. So don't give up, man. Don't give up on MLS. The storylines are getting more intriguing. they've yet to create a superstar. Fuck, they're kind of lagging on that. Hockey fucking sucks at that shit too. So hopefully they don't go that way. I don't get, dude. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully MLS can figure out its superstar situation soon. But anyway, the league's getting good. It's getting fun. It's getting intriguing. The other day I saw again LA was playing New York City, and I was like, oh shit. I was just like, oh, I want to catch that. That seems like an intriguing matchup, and as the years go by, it's just gonna keep getting better. So yeah, go out to a game. Fucking $20 will get you a ticket. Avaya's beautiful. You're gonna want to check that place out. You're gonna want to have a beer. You want to have a drink at the bar. Fuck everybody that talks shit about it. And if you talk shit about it, that's because you don't hang out there. You've never been there. If you think you could hang out there without watching the game, you're fucking crazy. Because you will get your head fucking kicked off if you're not paying attention. So yeah, you're standing. You're not sitting. You're standing. So, and then you just got to turn 180 degrees and boom. You got a bar. You got a big bar, whatever you want. Beer and liquor, son. Yeah, it's a great spot. And then right behind that, food trucks. Fine. No one brings that up. When you're by the bar, you're right by the food trucks. You can go get your fucking $8 hot dog, or you can go spend $8 at a food truck and get some fucking delicious ass shit. But anyway, I got to start getting ready for this game. Got to start fucking cleaning out the car, getting the ice chest ready. Yeah, if you're listening to this coming into the game, hit me up. You'll see, follow me at Baldini10. Follow me so you can see what I look like. I got big ass hair. You can't fucking miss me. I'm usually in the supporters terrace behind the goal. Yeah, come on over, say hi, fucking spread the word, spread the love, man, and we'll see y'all next week. Hopefully the Quakes get out of this fucking game with 3 points. Latest.